the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Real quick, let me get to this next caller before we get things popping off. 917, speak up. Holly, if you hear me.
Well, goody, man.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on with it? All right, real quick, welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got three callers on the line right now with me. I got Shane, I got Big Tone, I got Randy. So we're going to get things off and popping.
Oh, you know I'm coming back with a vengeance. With all that EC3 bullshit I heard last week, Randy, you better be lucky that Cloud got that damn belt because he don't deserve it.
Before y'all get started, let me go ahead and give the number out for everybody to call into the show. 706.
I wasn't on last week.
Yeah, that wasn't him. That wasn't him. And I'll explain that in a minute. But that number for you guys to call in is 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Facebook on the Wrestling Call-In Show, on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. Email the show, twcis999@gmail.com. Real quickly, let me go ahead and explain the mix-up with Randy. Someone from the 917 area code called last week, and I assumed it was him. So that was the main mix-up last week. But nevertheless, some people still have an issue with EC3 being champion and Randy's support of him. So let's kind of take this a different way. Randy, let's give you a chance to defend yourself, and then let's listen to Big Tone's rebuttal on why EC3 shouldn't be champion.
All right, look, this is the thing. We have now, like, we have Kurt Angle, right? He's out with an injury. Austin Aries gone. Bobby Roode, which is, I always like three wrestlers in, well, two wrestlers in TNA, which is AJ Styles and Bobby Roode. AJ Styles is not there anymore. Bobby Roode is not in the main event picture. I still support him. If he ever becomes champion again, I'll be rooting for that too. But if you look at the roster TNA, it's so like in bed. There's nobody there. And like when you get someone new and you get someone that's actually trying to do something, why not? Yeah, y'all want to see the same people over and over? Kurt Angle, Bobby Lashley. There's only two big people left.
I would have given it to EY.
Jeff Hardy's probably in the crack house right now.
We know that. That's no question.
Like, okay, who else then? And all this thing at Ethan Carter and all this shit, but he's done. Y'all want to talk about how, or at least Magnus B, this person, he, I don't know if y'all remember. Anybody that Magnus beat, he did it. He beat Sting. He beat Angle. He beat Lashley. He beat all the big people. He beat them.
Because it was bullshit. Let me tell you why. If it was me, I would have put the belt back on EY because he grabs more heat than EC3, number one. Eric Young has been there since probably day one. King Canada, by himself, he's had the title once, and they loved it when he was. He has more charisma in his little pinky than EC3 has, period. He can talk better than EC3.
Okay.
He can wrestle better than EC3. He's completely better. The character's 10 times better than EC3. Okay? The only thing he's got going for him as EC3 is being Dixie's nephew, which is bullshit because she can't talk her way out of a fucking paperback.
If you hear the crowd, something that you like to say that at least Magnus got a reaction, Magnus got no damn reaction. I hear you actually hear Ozuna chant from EC3. You hear them okay, so we're not watching, or they're just talking. They're just talking for, like, I understand that, like, certain people is left, but that can just lie. Come on, man.
Did you just say that Madness got nothing, but you at least get a little jeer or cheer for EC3?
Get him.
Now hold up, Randy. Let me say this.
Get him.
You said a little. You didn't say a lot. You just said a little. So that's maybe like out of a crowd of 100, which they may have at these events, a crowd of 100, 10 people might like EC3.
Well, I'd say five.
And that's being generous. So even Magnus didn't like the old title run.
Another thing is, yeah, and I'm talking about, there's a lot of fans out here. Mm-hmm. They should stop taking TNA so serious. It's a goddamn scripted, you know, scripted wrestling.
But Randy, when people
attack, like, oh my god, this guy, oh my god, like, I think that's putting in too much of your energy on wrestling. But, like, come on, man. Like, really?
So you want to have...
EC3 became champion? I would have. Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm not here going crazy. I'm not here, oh my God, holy shit.
Let me ask you this, Randy.
I see where Randy's coming from.
Let me ask you a question, though.
I'm not going to go crazy for a wrestling company. No, I'm not doing it.
But let me ask you a question. And I see where Randy's coming from, too, because Randy's looking at it from a different point of view. Randy's not looking at it business perspective-wise. Randy's looking at storyline. He's looking at an entertaining storyline to go along with it. But my issue with EC3, is he good enough to carry the storyline?
He's supposedly kayfabe wise. Vince McMahon is right?
Uh-huh.
If anything, he's champion now. People are like, oh, he doesn't desire her, this and that. So when somebody beats him, it's gonna be something new, like, oh, finally, that famous fucking brat holds the title. It's something good, you know? Either way.
Oh, so you're looking at it. You're looking at it the same way. You're looking at it the same way they did Goldberg, basically. Now, if you want to compare the two, it's the exact same shit. The whole thing is, Goldberg couldn't work for shit, and he can't talk for a fucking day out of a paper. No, let me rephrase that. They both, it's the exact same shit. Goldberg sucks bigger dick than fucking EC3. They both couldn't wrestle for shit.
No.
Okay? And the only reason why they put the belt on Goldberg is how big he is and he's athletic. Can you say the same thing about EC3?
Nope.
No. If you were to put EC3 in the same ring with Goldberg at that time, Goldberg would wipe the floor with him even though he couldn't wrestle for shit.
Okay, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. Taking Goldberg and we're on another generation of wrestling, man.
I understand what you're saying, but we're comparing the two. If you look at it from storyline, if you want to look at it from the storyline point of view, if you look at it, it's the exact same shit they did to Goldberg.
No, it's not. Goldberg's supposed to be dominant.
It's the exact same shit.
EC3 is supposed to be that slick, slimy type of guy that's getting everything handed to him.
Goldberg was the
powerhouse that's going to everybody.
Guys, hold up one second. Hold up one second,
guys. The only thing that's the same is the fact that they have a winning streak. That's the only thing. You cannot compare them.
Randy, hold up one second. Let me get some more Shane's opinion on this. Shane, I'm sort of kind of seeing what you're seeing with Randy as more of a storyline type of deal. But again, it's different to carry a storyline when you're the hunter versus being the hunted.
See, what I'm thinking is, I'm looking at more of a business approach, okay? Mm-hmm. You got a guy, EC3. Granted, top three champions right now, they all came from the independents or they all came from Japan, right?
Mm-hmm.
True. You got mm-hmm. Seth Rollins, Jay Lethal, Finn Balor, and now EC3, okay? Mm-hmm. EC3, his WWE run, terrible, okay? Now that he's in TNA, I think there's not really that many guys on the roster that I think that should have a title run compared to EC3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where Big Tone's coming in, I agree with him as well for the fact that, can he draw? We know he can talk, but can he draw?
Right.
A champion should be able to draw. A champion should be able to put asses in seats. A champion should be able to have the highest selling merchandise in the company. That's right. How I feel. And as far as how I feel about this whole thing, you know, going from Randy's side to Big Tone's side, I feel as though this is the last hurrah for TNA, I feel, as far as Destination mm-hmm. America is concerned. You got guys that are jumping from TNA to Global Force Wrestling, okay? And also WWE, Samoa Joe, okay? What's to say that in a year's time or 2 years' time that EC3 no longer has the title, but instead goes to Global Force Wrestling and has his stint there? Because we don't know the future for TNA. We don't even know the future for any company out there, okay?
True.
Right, true.
But my whole thing is, I think TNA sees him as, okay, this guy can, you know, he's, you know, granted what Big Tone said, I think he's an all right worker. I think he's okay. As far as promo ability, he's great. As far as, you know, physique-wise, you know, I mean, I don't have a six-pack, so, hey, you know, he's great to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, but I got you.
But at the same time, you know, this drawing ability, I can't stress it enough. If you can't draw, you shouldn't be champion.
Wusty, you're right.
The same. Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
Who's the biggest icon in wrestling history? Stone Cold Steve Austin. Well, you say
or Hulk Hogan.
People say Hulk Hogan, right?
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Right.
Okay. He came into TNA and he didn't do shit.
But he's old.
He didn't do shit. No. I'm not talking about no. He didn't do shit. Thing came to TNA. He didn't do shit to lose the ratings. Kurt Angle came in. He didn't do shit to lose the ratings. TNA is going to die soon. And I've been hearing about TNA dying for like what? It's been like 6 years. TNA is going to die. It's going to die. Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. When it does, it happens. When it does, it happens. And so now that EC3, and you're using the whole, is he going to draw? Is he going to keep TNA alive? This is, if you have a look at all the big people they brought in, nobody has done nothing for TNA.
Well, WWE, Randy, that's
too much. WWE is too much.
That's not completely true, though.
It's too much.
That's the thing, though. It's not about saving a company. It's if he can draw. Now, granted, that can translate into saving the company, granted. But did Kevin Nash save the, you know, WWE? No.
No.
Because one of the worst draws of all time. You know, it's what made him jump to WCW. And that's the same thing with Ric Flair. I mean, granted, Ric Flair won the Royal Rumble. I'm sure there was, you know, a couple, you know, notches on when it comes to the cable rating, you know. But at the same time, did these guys save the company or did they be a draw?
But nobody moved the ratings. And everybody, the ratings. Oh, the ratings.
Nobody, when Hulk Hogan could do it, they try to bring the band with all those fat asses coming back. And nobody, they didn't move. They didn't move. They didn't do anything. They done everything that they can in TNA, and they haven't done anything. So, what is wrong that they're trying something new with a guy that came from WWE, never got a chance. Never got a chance. and went to TNA and actually did something for themselves.
My issue with it is, it's too much of an easy out. That's my whole issue. It's too much of an easy out. If that's the way you're going, if that's where you're going to end your little run with Destination America, with him as your champion, it's an easy out.
Yeah, but that's the thing, Will. Who do you see as the next champion, though?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I mean, it's this company.
I mean, well, gone, between everybody leaving and I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's too easy. You paid the image as your nephew, right? That's your thing. He came in as your nephew. You put the belt on your supposed nephew. Come on, man. That's too easy.
Okay, it's just the
it's
same
not
reason.
So much
okay,
I'm not hating him. I'm not hating him.
The McMahon family. They put the title on him. Oh, and people went crazy. People hated that. Oh, that son of a bitch. He decided because he was married to some young man. He became one of the best CEOs in the early 2000s.
But let me say this. I'm not hating him. Let me say this. I'm not hating him. I'm just saying, from a creative standpoint, it's too much of an easy out.
Okay, and then when they find that good face that's going to finally defeat him,
but he's gonna it's going to be... But
it's
Randy
be,
is the issue.
If the company's still alive by then,
but Randy,
it's going to be... It's going to be something like people going to say, well, oh, that son of a bitch finally has a title. That son of a bitch finally... People going to like that.
That's
right
at
now,
the same...
I don't give a fuck what nobody says. The
but
best deal right now that he got is
him. But Randy, the thing about
but
it is the
you
company
gotta,
might
you
die
gotta
by
think,
the time
though,
that happens.
And this is where I go with Big Tone again, is that who's the face that's going to be part of this chase?
Right. Exactly.
They're gonna like unless they like crash it hard. He comes back, and all of a sudden he wins it, or let's say even EY, but EY is a heel right now, right?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, he's a heel right now. So unless let's say they do, or oh my goodness, I don't even want to think about like Rockstar Squad or something.
Who EC3 has 20,000 victories over, but go ahead.
And then, let's say Matt Hardy, they decide, oh, this is time for Matt Hardy to get a push. Because if you remember, he was the last person that even though, like, EC3 chose him as to be Kurt Angle's opponent, Matt Hardy still got at him. But he could start off from there, go for Matt Hardy. And then you, whatever, EY makes a change. And then whatever, to someone that they just thought, okay, this is the guy that's going to beat him, and this is the guy.
But my thing is, TNA could die by the time you find his face.
Yeah, and then he'll be the last TNA champion.
And you're happy with that. And from a creative standpoint, you're happy with that.
I wouldn't mind. AJ Styles, well, I always said that he should have been the last champion. He's not there anymore, so I could care less.
Man, well, you stick by your boy, man. I ain't mad at you. You stick
by
your boy.
The thing, and then the other thing that I want to talk about that I heard from last week, I
be
still
respect.
Say,
please
don't
you
hear me, Tony T?
Please don't say name. Please don't say names.
He will be shit.
Please don't say names, and please be respectful, is all I ask.
No, I said Tony T. I'm not. I didn't say nothing bad about him. I'm talking about Kevin Nash.
Okay.
Kevin Nash, he's a shit man, and he's a prison shit man.
No,
like they were saying, I believe he said something about, if Kevin Nash wasn't there, he couldn't be. NWA wouldn't die. All NWA needed was Hulk Hogan. He could have put anybody in the middle there. The other two, and all he needed was Hulk Hogan.
All right.
I still think Kevin Nash is shit.
All right. Hopefully we'll get Big Tone back with us in a few. And they have some things to take care of with this woman.
Oh, by the way, what's good, Shane? What's good, Big Tone?
So, hopefully he get everything squared off with his woman, so he might be able to call back in. So, let's go ahead and continue on with the show. First, let me go into the chat room real quick, say what's up to Nobody. We got Matt in the chat. We got Phil Rev, Turbo Throwbacks in the house. Big Phil. We got Iron in the chat as well. So, and we also got you, Randy, in the chat. And we got Stretch here, too. So, it's got a full house tonight. Appreciate you guys being here with us on this fine evening. Let's go on to the shows of the week very quickly. Monday Night Raw. What'd you guys think of Monday Night Raw?
If I remember correctly, this was the whole breaking the card thing, right?
Yeah. Well, not just but the show the show as a whole.
The last match was. Honestly, I didn't care about the Raw entirely. The last match is Cesaro and John Cena is the only thing I remember from it. Mm-hmm. That's how good it was.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about Raw, Shane?
Oh, it was, like Randy said about the whole John Cena and Cesaro thing, I really like this feud that's happening with Owens and Cena. I think it's different.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's very different.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yes. Now, let's bring this up as I bring Surfer on the line. Surfer, how you doing, my friend?
Listening earlier.
I was here.
You didn't answer me.
Yes, I was here. I had to leave the room. I had to leave my computer for a second, but then I came back.
You still didn't answer me. So
what?
I'm going to remember that.
What did you ask me, sir?
I was asking, was it cool to go over a few minutes?
Oh. That's why I didn't rush you guys. I didn't say anything. I just wanted for you guys to
finish. That's the thing. You should have let me know.
I was wanting you guys to finish. Oh, no big deal. It's Comic-Con, man. That don't happen every day.
I'm going back on the air so I can finish up. Hang up now, please. Thank you.
Comic-Con don't happen every day, man. So we got to give it time. Time to marinate. What did you think about the shows of the week, Surfer?
What shows?
Wrestling shows. Monday Night Raw, Impact Wrestling, WWE SmackDown. What did you think about the shows of the week?
Well, they were there to get you through the week. That's all. I mean,
anybody want to comment about the Brock Lesnar car incident?
You know what, man? Did they have to really hurt a car? That car never did anything to anybody.
I'm pretty sure they probably gave him. They fucked that kid up so good, so he don't file a lawsuit or anything.
Yeah. Did you?
Come on! You can meet the sales executive. Come on!
Did you guys?
Or next time you come over here.
Did you guys see the after Monday Night Raw what John Cena did for Cesaro?
Yes.
What'd you guys think about that? Classy.
Of course, John Cena.
I forgot who I was talking to first.
You know, how long has it been since the Son of God went back to heaven? And yet, they still want to chant CM Punk?
Yeah. I'm getting sick of it, man, to be honest with you. He ain't coming back.
Yeah, I know, man.
He never does, please.
It takes 2,000 years for the Son of God to resurrect himself, so...
Oh, man. Somebody asked me this the other day, and I want to ask you guys. Roman Reigns, is he still stuck in the Shield?
What do you mean stuck in the Shield?
Is he like,
with his getup?
Yeah. Is it time for him to move on from that?
No, but that's the thing that I feel like WWE thing, because since the Shield was such a success, they're like, oh, let's keep everything on Roman Reigns with it. And I think... that's hurting him a little bit, because look, everybody thought that Dean Ambrose was gonna nobody's gonna give a shit about him, and he's actually one of the most over characters. And then Seth Rollins, he did his own, but this guy still stuck with his Shield gimmick. you know?
Right.
But then again, they can market that really good, though.
See, I'm thinking it's time to turn him heel.
No, I can't do that. Can't do that.
Why not?
Not yet, because he hasn't have you think, but he hasn't had his good face on run yet.
His good face run as champion? You wouldn't want to?
No. His face, like his. If you think about it, since he split from the Shield, every time he has had a feud, mm-hmm. never finished. This is actually his first feud that's like maybe going to have an ending. So I think you should keep him face for a little longer time.
So keep him face, not his whole career, bro. At some point, you would turn him heel.
No, yeah.
Okay. I have a story here that I want to get out, and this is particularly for you, Randy. Paige got dumped via text message.
What happened?
She got dumped.
Who was her boyfriend?
Her boyfriend was Bradley Walden. She was dating last season on Total Divas. She was dating him.
Some lead singer of some band.
Yeah, Aramosa. And Paige revealed that Walden dumped her via text message. Damn.
Because he got tired of that bitch sucking her blood, his blood and shit.
Oh. What are you guys thinking about Sheamus right now? Go ahead, Surfer.
You looking for a chat?
What'd you say, Surfer?
Chuck!
Oh.
What?
Surfer started somebody else.
I can't.
What?
What the hell?
Oh, oil. I don't know about no oil.
What the hell?
Sorry about that.
What? Speaking of Stone Cold Steve Austin, what's going on with Stone Cold and Roddy Piper?
I think that's a little messed up that they actually took his legend contract away. Like,
okay.
You know, I hate to say this, but his show, I don't know, it really wasn't that good.
You talking about Piper's or Austin's?
Piper's.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't.
I don't know.
His wrestling didn't translate well to his podcast.
He would get on there and be like, "Well, you know, Judo Gene LaBelle, he showed me a finger too." that's great.
It was like it didn't translate over to an entertaining show. It just didn't.
Yeah. I mean, it was good hearing stories told by him, but, I mean, that's why I have his book for. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. It's just, it sucks what happened.
Yeah.
You know? But
he lost that contract.
I mean, over a damn comedian.
Yep.
You know? So.
I think that's a little bit extreme, you know?
To take the man that, you took my money from me.
And yeah, you know, if you think at the end of the day, it's Roddy fucking Piper, man. Like, really?
Yeah.
I understand that someone like fucking Rene Dupree or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Real quick, I also want to say congratulations to a former WWE diva. She is retiring. She is retired now. I don't know if she won that match or not. I hadn't caught up with the news. Serena.
Paige?
No. I don't know if you remember her from the Straight Edge Society. Serena Deeb. I don't know if you remember
her. Oh, yeah. That's all that shit going ahead, right?
Yeah.
She had her last match in Japan, I think, or something.
She had her last match, Corcoran Hall, this afternoon.
She had a nice little frame.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
She really did. She was no ugly chick, that's for sure.
Yeah.
She was not old ugly chick, that is for sure.
I think they did it wrong, though.
Why do you say that?
I mean, like when he let her go.
Oh.
They shaved her bald. They took all of her dignity.
Sure did. Sure did. And then she grew all that back on, she grew all that hair back and started looking good again. So, give her that. What's going to be, do you think, for what happened on Raw with the...
Sorry.
Do you think what happened on Raw, that Brock's going to go through any type of punishment or whatnot?
No. He I'm sure he got some type of fine.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. You know. But, you know, it's kind of that, it's happened before, like something crazy like that's happened before to, like, a top guy, and they've, you know, kind of, okay, we'll find you, and then that's it, you know? But
what I found funny about that segment is, we know Brock Lesnar is a dangerous guy, you know?
Right.
Now picture him with two axes in his hand.
Oh, Jesus.
My wife was, I'm watching, right? And my wife's like, he's not going to use that, right? I'm like, I hope not.
Yeah. I've been following up on another TNA story about
the Lord.
About the production crew getting paid. The crew has not fully been paid for the May tapings yet, but they're saying they really will be paid after July 15th, as promised, because of the fear that they won't show up for tapings that begin on July 22nd.
How come they don't pay them? I promise next week.
Now, what do you guys think about the GFW TNA interpromotional angle that seems to be in the works? Do you think that might work? So
I got a CO conspiracy. My conspiracy is that this global force was set up so that TNA can look like they're closing their doors and going out of business. Really, they're coming global force. And they just get the name, and they'll have the same clowns come in and continue on. And people will think, oh, it's a new federation. Yeah, and it's done by Jeff Jarrett, not Dixie Carter. So let me give it a try.
It's one thing for TNA to be WWE Lite. It's another thing for Global Force Wrestling to be TNA Lite.
And I have a friend that he's in the business, but he told me I can't say the name of the, because he might get in trouble if we leak somewhere. But supposedly another company is going to go to Destination America, another wrestling company. So they try to, like, have, like, turn that into, like, a wrestling kind of channel.
Okay, I hadn't heard that angle.
Yeah?
I haven't heard that angle.
No. This is from a guy in the, like, he's in the business.
Uh-huh.
He has his own podcast, and he told me about it. He just said, oh, you just can't say the name, because I'm not going to kill him.
But see, here's the thing that kills me, though, because you have TNA wrestlers complaining on how they weren't being used right. Take Austin Aries, for example. He's up here doing interviews and stuff, saying how he wasn't used correctly in the company to be champion, and then he goes to GFW. Well, if GFW just slides that little title over onto Impact, what's the difference?
The biggest news ever. Graham signed a multi-year contract. Can't say. That's it.
Maybe she needed more money to do what she needed to do, and Jeff Jarrett's funding it. I don't know. We'll see. But do you guys have a general feeling of the work?
The what?
No. I don't. Can't use the brake power thinking about it.
What was that question?
Do you think it might work? Do you think this little interpromotional thing might work?
like I say, then let's just wait on that. Let's see what happens, you know?
Just give it a chance.
It could be a piece of shit, or it could be something good, you know? You never know.
Just give it a chance.
Exactly. I'm going to have to get this shit done, man.
That's Randy's motto on life. Just give it a chance. WB 2K16, Stone Cold Steve Austin is on the cover. Are you guys buying?
I haven't played a wrestling game since like 2002. I mean, that was in 2012. I think that was the last one I bought.
What?
Yeah.
Man, I'm not gonna say a lie. I want it.
I don't know if. Look, I don't buy wrestling games most of the time, but because I don't have nobody to play it with, most of the people I know aren't into video games, and playing by yourself is bored.
But that's what you have online, Surfer.
Yeah, okay, I don't do that. But I don't think it makes a difference who's on the cover. I mean, like, it's just a cover. Do anybody buy it based on who's on the cover?
I don't know.
You want to know something? I did not buy WrestleMania WWE 13 because I have CM Punk on it.
But why? If the game was good, who cares about CM Punk's on the cover or not?
You can always. I was just me. My brother, like, you stay with him.
You can always tear up the cover.
No, but yeah, and I don't know. Like, I found it boring after a while. Even playing online, whether you always find like a spammer, or like they always find some bullshit that they turn your body red like for one hit. Like, I'm not gonna bother training people like that, you know. It was like this one move that all you have to do is hit the person once and your whole body goes red. Do you really want to play that shit? Like, you trying to have like a fair 1-on-1 and all of a sudden boom, that's it.
Yo, man, but you got your new NXT champion in the game. Come on, man. Don't be like that.
No. For this one, I tell you, Wilson, they said that they're going to have over 120 people.
And yeah.
And they said that they're not going to, like, it's not going to be like 5 John Cena or 5 Triple H. It's going to be a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
And I wonder.
For this one, yeah.
And that's not going to count creative wrestlers either.
Exactly. I wonder
if they're going to have some WCW people.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, or like ECW. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. They're going to have to put, like, people. Cause you look at the roster, they don't have over 160 people. They're going to have to put a couple of legends, I'm pretty sure, from, like, the good people from WCW, and then, like, old legends from WWE.
Because I think there's, like, 62 or 63 people on the roster.
Exactly.
And you got, how many people did they say they were going to include?
160. Yeah.
So I think you might have, like, some legends, some stuff like that. Who knows? You could have a Stone Cold versus Roddy Piper match, so.
Podcast versus podcast.
And if I'm, do you remember that old ass, I'm just gonna make sure. Hold on. I'll talk to you. Remember that old game? I think it was WWF Attitude.
I remember that game.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I think it's the same Stone Cold that they had on the cartridge that they put on this one. I think they just like they're using an old ass picture. You know?
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Olsen just said something in the chat that's kind of interesting. Just said he read a rumor that it's going to be Owens versus Taker at Mania next year.
What?
That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be not true.
Taker couldn't wrestle a match like that.
I think, like, now, Undertaker's only fighting people that are, let's say, from the older generation. I don't think that they're going to give him, you know, a younger person. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's at that time where it's like they only want dream matches from back in the day. Like, bring back, I don't know, fake Taker or, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you guys think about Battleground? Intercontinental Championship, Ryback versus Big Show versus Miz. Who y'all taking?
Oh, I'm going Ryback. I could care less.
I'll take Ryback.
I know Surfer won't give me his picks till
Battleground's next week.
I know. I'm just asking now.
Hey, hold on. When is that pay-per-view?
19th.
Oh.
Well, you have to wait until next year to get Surfer's pick, because Surfer normally doesn't give us his picks until that next week. So, we'll get Surfer's picks next week. United States Championship, John Cena versus Kevin Owens. Who you guys got?
Owens thinks will take it.
Shane?
I'm saying it's going to be a draw. No,
you
know, I say
Owens. I'm not... You know, could you actually want this feud to go a little bit longer, man?
Four instead of three?
No, well, I don't know. Like, yeah, like, let's say something is bullshit happening, like he said, like, so they have another match, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't really good together.
Nah, man. You know what? And I hate to do this, because Big Tone got on me for doing it. We don't pick against John Cena for nothing.
Huh?
You don't do that for nothing. The average of math. But Kevin Owens just dropped the NXT title. He dropped that title for a reason. That's just not him dropping it to drop it. I don't know. I mean, conventional wisdom would tell you John Cena, but... They didn't have Owens drop that title for a reason. I'll go with Cena just to stick with traditional. But I'm not, because I'm not going on that ledge again. I picked Owens last time and he let me down. But I won't be surprised if Kevin Owens won. WWE Tag Championship, Primetime Player versus The New Day. I got the Primetime Player. So you guys got
millions of dollars.
Primetime Player.
Me too.
I'm telling you. When Rowan comes back, they're the one that's going to take the title away from TCP.
Here we go. Randy, why do you think that?
Hey, my sources, man.
where are the Usos?
You know, that, I think...
Hey, one of them is injured.
I think it's Jimmy that's injured. Because you saw Jay on SmackDown a couple weeks ago. About a month ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when those boys get back together, you know it's a wrap. It's a wrap. They're putting those tag team belts back on the Usos. You know it's a wrap then.
Listen, I'm gonna retire from these eBay. That whole gimmick got still quick.
Don't hear Tony C today say that.
What? Tony C actually said that the New Day gimmick was stale?
Yep.
Wow. What?
But I say got no. I didn't say it was still from the beginning. I think got still quick.
Oh. Man, I'm saying Tony C said the same thing. What? As much as he's been bagging it.
Tony didn't make a two years.
No, I'm saying don't have Kevin Tony C hear you say that.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Kevin Nash should join the New Day.
Kevin Nash. Oh my goodness. Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. I'm telling you, right now I got Bray Wyatt.
Fuck Bray Wyatt.
That's gonna be like that, man. I got hit on Bray like that. I got Bray though. Bray needs it, because Bray needs it more than Raymond. Raymond. He's the one on Roman, I'm sorry.
Raymond Washington.
Does he really need
it? I think he does. I think he needs it more than Roman.
Why? Like, besides when he finds the big people like Cena or Taker, he always wins.
He didn't beat Taker, and you look at, and he got that one match on Cena.
No, that's what I'm saying. Besides them two, he always wins. And he's the same guy from day one.
So you're thinking Roman needs it more than Bray?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless it's going to be like they're trying to get more sympathy. Because you got noticed they have, like, they have actually turned Roman Reigns more human. Remember from the beginning there, he was like an unstoppable force type shit.
Right.
So it's like they're trying to get people to be like, oh, he's actually, you know, okay.
He's human.
Unless they're trying to go that route.
And,
you know, if this was 10 years ago, you know damn well Roman Reigns' daughter would be involved.
Sure would be.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now that she's not, I would dare say that Roman Reigns is Woman Reigns. Roman Reigns is going to win. I do see that. So.
And then we go on to your championship match. God. Brock Lesnar, your challenger, versus Seth Rollins, your champion with the authority. Brock Lesnar will have Paul Heyman. Who you guys got?
He's going to destroy him. Someone's going home in a fucking body bag. I say Brock Lesnar all the way.
Randy?
It's Brock Lesnar or a fuck finish?
Yeah.
Do not see this guy going over to hell.
They're going to bring out another car.
See,
they're going to stone cold his ass and run him over.
See, that's why I want Brock to win this match so bad. Because Seth Rollins has really, really been the weakest champion I've ever seen.
But who you bring for that? Who you bring for that?
Weak champion. Creative.
Exactly. We know the shit he could do. We see what he could do in all the rings. You know, you see what he could do as a face guy, as a bad guy.
I don't think he's been weak. I'm tired. Listen. Do you think he'll ever be champion again after this?
Nope.
No, I think he is. I think he is.
Why not?
Let me take it back. Because I see where you're going, Surfer. I see where you're going. Because if you repackage him, he could
be. No, it's not a repackaging. Start off looking weak the first time around as champion. But you only remember later on when they have been champion 3 or 4 times and they're pinning mugs clean.
Perfect example, Edge.
Yeah.
When he first got his first... Everybody, I already told you, he's my favorite wrestler. When he first won his first title, I'm like, oh, man. You know, I was happy he won it, but I'm like, yo, they got him losing and other shit. But then, after he started winning another one and another one, and he started actually winning clean, and you're like, oh, okay. You know? But as a heel right now, and of course, you know, they keep, against Brock Lesnar, they have to have him look like, oh, my God, I'm scared, and blah, blah, you know?
Like I said, yeah. I'm just not a fan. I love Rollins, you know, in the ring. The best thing about Rollins, he can't talk. I give him that.
The ring?
Yeah, he can talk. He can go. I just hate the fact that he's being booked so doggone weak. Just hate it. But I see your point, Surfer, because normally a champion's first run, you know, they're at their weakest at that point, so...
I remember Daniel Bryan's first win?
Yeah,
the one?
Yeah.
That's pure shit.
What? He got beat like in 18 seconds? By Sheamus? That big boot? Uh-huh. That big boot? Like 18 seconds, bam! And then
remember, every time he won, let's say against Big Show or I think it was Mark Henry at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was Big Show that did that game. He just came in, sneaked in, won the championship. And then the other one, it was like, I think, in the ladder, a cage match. And then these people came each other. He just sneaked his cage. It was, you know, some bullshit. And then later on, when they're like, okay, let's give this guy the run, we saw what he could do.
He is such an idiot. God. Daniel Bryan is the biggest idiot ever.
Why do you say he's the biggest idiot ever?
I don't know, dude. It's like, you got, okay, now granted, the company, they don't like him.
Right.
Let's be honest. You know, they don't like how he's not, you know, they don't like how he's not a good guy. They don't like how he's not stepping on, you know, people's shoes and stabbing people in the back. They don't like the fact that he is a good guy in general. And the fact that he stays with this company and gets injured and gets the shit kicked out of him, you know, and he wants to be a wrestler at his purest form. And I have a lot of respect for him, but it's just like, dude, you gotta stop being a moron.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't
know. His moveset needs to change or something.
I don't know if it's the money that's keeping him there, but the way he's treated, I'm pretty sure that it would have been one of us, unless the money's really good, because that's a lot of things I think of. I'm pretty sure he knows they don't like him. I'm pretty sure they probably joke in his face.
Yeah. They probably do that.
You remember he cut a promo? I know I'm ugly. I know I'm this. I know I'm hideous. I know I got big ears. Like, come on. I'm pretty sure this is not saying don't make yourself look stupid.
They probably did him worse. They probably did him worse than when they were doing Vicky Guerrero like that.
Yeah.
That was another shit, though. Like, I was like, wow, we have this lady famous. Like, come on, man.
Dream match signed for Triple Mania on August 9th. Rey Mysterio will be going up against the original Sin Cara from WWE. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the first time Rey been back in the ring since that incident?
No, he's been in the ring before.
Okay.
I say that, but it hasn't been in singles.
Okay.
It's been in trios. Because they had like the team with him, Sin Cara, and Alberto Del Patron, or whatever he's going as, I don't know.
So who's
rocking? He's rocking like a new mask too.
Who's Sin Cara outside of WWE?
He's Mysticies.
Mysticies. Mm-hmm. Yep. Outside of WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was actually hoping he could use the name Sin Cara, but they didn't really fight him on that shit.
Which, by the way, Sin Cara, it don't mean jack shit in Spanish.
Well, we know what sin means.
Can someone tell me, as I read this, the Bella Twins and The Rock nominated for Teen Choice Awards. Can someone tell me what's the what do people see in the Bellas that I'm not seeing?
What was wrong with the Bellas?
What are people seeing in them that I'm not seeing?
I mean, as far as what?
Are we talking about physically?
In terms of popularity.
The Kim Kardashians of pro wrestling.
Ah, thank you. Thank you for that. That's what I was looking for. Okay. Okay,
and then
if
you look at who they're connected with, the people the IWC love, Danny Bryan, and the people everybody hates, John Cena. You understand?
I gotcha.
Yeah. They connect either way to something big.
I just don't get it, though. I mean, because I understand they're the quote-unquote set or the two that run, Total Divas? Which I don't watch, by the way. But
Twin Magic.
Man, I don't get it. I just don't understand it. I see it right. I can see The Rock, of course. You know,
Rock. Look, my wife, she watches wrestling. Let's say, if I'm sitting here, she'll watch wrestling. She'll be like, I'm so active. She knows some of the people. Oh, that's good. Got to do that. But like when, I don't give a shit. I watch Total Divas. But she actually enjoys that a lot more. She gets into it. She knows the banner. She knows Brie. She knows I really think that guy gave a brother. she knows everybody from there. And, like, she said that, my wife herself said that the Bees, the Bellas, are the most interesting in it. So they doing something to the female fans.
Now, this next topic kind of has me kind of reeling a little bit. Big Show is showing support for WWE. Okay, I wrote it down wrong. Big Show is showing support for WWE against lawsuits. Do you guys see these lawsuits having any validity at all?
No. Vito's just mad because he had to dress up in a dress. Freaking, who else is part of this lawsuit?
Oh, God, it's going from...
There's a bunch of them, isn't there?
It's going... Last I heard, Coco Beware was part of this lawsuit.
Yeah, he's mad because he, you know...
He never won that.
Yeah, he did.
What? Wasn't he a tag champion?
Yeah, with...
Owen Hart. High energy back in the day. Surf, you were at Comic Con. Did you see any of those new WWE action figures today?
Oh yeah, those.
Or have you seen them?
Surfer went back to Comic Con.
Are you sure?
I stepped away for a second. What'd you ask me?
Oh, did you see those new action figures today? WWE action figures at Comic Con today?
No, I did not.
Okay. Because they got Charlotte's all over the daggone place.
Yeah.
Is the Comic Con here in New York?
San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Oh, San Diego. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you ride back and forth over there, like? Or you, like, I don't get it. What are you doing?
Yes, I'm traveling back and forth every day.
Surfer got like that, man. He got like that. Surfer got that. He got that boulot like that.
Yeah, I heard an uncle got her. Yeah, he got the guap.
He got the guap like that, man. Man.
He got his jet.
See, that's another thing that pisses me off about Comic-Con.
What?
They sell comics there, right? But it's not how it was like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. There was comics everywhere in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Every vendor had a comic.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, a huge selection. Okay? Nowadays, you have to buy your way into... It's almost like you have to buy your way into a store.
So you think that's what Comic-Con is about now?
No. It's like,
no, Comic-Con has changed.
San Diego Comic-Con has been changing for decades.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, first, Surfer, explain the process of Comic-Con, because I've never been to...
Yeah, neither have I.
I've never been to a Comic-Con. So, kind of explain the process a little bit to us. You're a member of the press, so if you're just a regular person wanting to go, what would be the process?
Well, I mean, of course, getting your ticket, and then once you get there, you have to decide what you're there for. Mm-hmm. What you're there to buy, what you're there to... See celebrities, or...
How much are tickets, Surfer?
For San Diego?
Well, yeah. Okay.
Probably for the full thing, it's about $100.
Get the hell out of here.
I forgot. Wasn't it like...
I believe it, though.
You're talking about 5 days, and it might be even more, but...
Yeah, but do you now with that $100 or ticket, do you get like, I guess a seminar, or do you get like, or do you have to pay for that separately?
No, they have panels you can go to. There may be one or two things that may cost extras. Like 1 year I was at a con, and then so they had Kevin Smith and Jay Muse. So if you wanted to see him, that was an extra $10 you had to buy a ticket for.
Damn.
Was it like, I don't know, it was like 3 or 4 years ago that I was here in New York. And like while I was working from the city's bench, they gave us tickets to go inside. And like, yeah, that's the most thing to see. Like, and the lines were ridiculous for anything that I wanted. Jesus, over here?
Now, I believe on that ticket price from you, Surfer, because Anime Week in Atlanta, which is coming up in September, you're looking at about tickets starting off at 56. So I believe when you say it's about 100. So you're looking at 56 for the 4-day event, and then if you want to go to the ball, it's another 35.
But am I wrong about that? Isn't it like buying your way into a store?
What?
Is it like buying your way into a store, Surfer?
No. You don't have to buy. You have to buy your way into the convention.
Okay.
After that, you know, it's like if you're there to buy, the stores are set up. You don't have to pay to buy from the store other than what you pick up. problem with San Diego Comic-Con, it's gotten so movie heavy now at this point.
Yeah.
Wait in line for see that stuff that now people wait in line for days just to get into one panel.
Right. Good God.
People that sat in that Batman versus Superman waited for days to get into that. To me, the money just to wait in line for a panel like that, that's never worth it.
Right. Never ever worth it. I got you.
I don't suffer, sorry. Y'all saw the trailer for the Batman Superman?
Yes. I saw it today. Hunter showed it to me this afternoon when I got back. Yes, he did.
And do y'all see the trailer for the Suicide Squad?
No. Now that leaked.
Yeah, it leaked out. But I started to watch it, but
leaked
I didn't.
One. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I checked it out.
I started to watch it, but it leaked. I was in the chat room for the Comic-Con show that Surfer did.
Right. You're asking all these questions, right?
I mean, the way Surfer is going. Hit him, Surfer. Get him.
Randy, you're asking all these questions, right?
I can hear you.
You're asking all these Comic-Con questions, right?
Yeah, call in tomorrow.
Why did you come to my show today?
What?
Not tomorrow, today.
Why didn't you call in today?
When I called over here, I got here like maybe 10 minutes, you know, like 20 minutes before I called over here.
Randy, you're fired. Send you back to the factory, okay? Send you back to the factory.
Let me ask you guys about WWE Tough Enough. And my thing with Tough Enough, it should be about people who are coming in for the first time through the business. Do you have issues with maybe someone has to be replaced and they go to maybe Booker T school, or they go to Lance Storm school to get a student sort of kind of replacement, or should it be someone you brought in the first time who's just really getting into the business and trying to learn it? Which way do you think Tough Enough should be?
I'll let y'all say something first, because then I'm going to say something about Tough Enough. Go ahead.
I just think that, Tough Enough, from the first season to now, it's been its own, you know, type of beast, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can only believe with so much that you see, you know, because it is, you know, supposed to be reality TV. But, you know, this season has been, like, from what I've heard, because I haven't watched it yet, but at the same time, from what I've heard, it's been very, very bad, you know? And I don't know. I tend to think that the more greener someone is, the more you have an ability to teach them things, and you know it's almost like a game. Okay, you got someone that's been in the business for a while, and they go to Tough Enough or something like that. let's be honest, if we were in that person's shoes, we would think that, okay, you know, I know what they're going to teach me. I know what I'm going to be doing. I know what I'm going to be, you know, saying and seeing and all that stuff. When, you know, in actuality, the only reason why they're part of, the only reason, you know, they're not going straight to the main roster.
Right.
You know what I mean? This isn't how it was in the first season or the second or to now. You know, they're not going straight to WWE Raw. They're going to to NXT, or, you know, if you want to call it developmental, they're going to that to even see if they make it in NXT. And if they don't make it, then what's the point? Why did this person win? You know what I mean? So it's like, but I don't know.
The competition is to put on a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Getting an actual wrestler is secondary. They're trying to put out content.
Right.
Just because a person wins tough enough, you know, we've seen people win it and they don't put no effort into making it work for them.
And that's what I just said. Yeah.
Like, you see the last guy, I don't even remember the name. I think it was like Andy Levine. I remember the last guy that won, but then he got fired because he wasn't putting no effort.
Yeah.
Hey, we know.
I don't know if you knew, but he already had a contract with the WWE. He was actually already
on. I have contracts.
Back in the day, you remember that OVW?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was part of OVW. He already had a contract with WWE.
He was already
chosen to win the thing.
They all
and people actually believed that they were voting in. Oh. This is the guy I want to win. When actually they already knew that was the guy he wanted.
They all have contracts. I mean, the last tough enough. Cameron was the first one to get eliminated.
No. But what I'm saying is that guy exactly under the vine before tough enough existed. He was in OVW. Then they chose him like, oh, we want this guy to be the guy that we want to win tough enough, and then we're gonna do something with him. But then. He started slacking, and then he got fired. You know something? Before something that even existed, they already knew who the guy was. That's why I don't believe in this crap. That's just a sort of show, like you said before. A reality show.
Now, what were you saying, Surfer? You said all of them had contracts?
Yeah, they all have contracts already.
So they're already where they need to be in terms of having that contract.
Yeah, I mean, look, it may be a competition where they get a bump in salary if they win it, but these ain't people that, you know. See, that's the thing about Tough Enough. You know, NXT was created to, you know, find a new talent. So why do you need Tough Enough?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think they want to create their own star.
And when I saw BW, I meant FCW.
They want to put Tough Enough is just basically a manufacturing process. That's all it is.
Now,
I want to give you the illusion that people off the street is getting a check from a WWE superstar.
What year was it that they did the Tough Enough? But not this one, the last one before. Like 2012?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he was already signed to FCW in 2010. And then everybody else they chose from, like everybody else, they were like, oh, those people actually, like, signed up for it, except him. They just put him from FCW, and they were like, okay, we're going to put you
Now we got some interesting reaction here in the chat. Matt Echelon's got a few things. Screw all those Tough Enough IFBB pros and models. Disgrace the wrestling. Matt Echelon also says the chicks only care about themselves and exposure. They're female fitness models. biggest egos and in love with themselves out there.
Iron says, that's what Vince loves.
Iron says, an issue with Tough Enough, that he has with Tough Enough, is that they're going to have a man and a woman with it. He's cool with that, but what's the point of having the Diva Search?
It's true, man.
I am telling
you. They're just getting people from different things now. You got the Diva Search.
We have.
And you got people on the feet coming up. Now you got the fucking up bullshit.
We have the most intelligent wrestling fans as far as this community. I'm telling you right now. Matt Echelon also said, if it came down to training or counting the macros or whoring out at the prefab meals sent to them, they'll take the latter. Iron said it almost makes it pointless to have a female winner for Tough Enough if they're doing a Diva Search again. It gives us another reason to not take the Diva seriously. The main roster already has a problem of not being taken seriously.
You know, that's another thing, too. I wonder how much these people are, you know, I wonder how much the talent's getting paid in NXT.
I know the females get paid a little bit more than the guys because they have to keep themselves up to a certain appearance.
Because I tend to think, I mean, out of how big WWE is, okay, for NXT, when you had guys like, Colt Cabana, or you had guys like, Ryan Myers and who else, like Chris Hero and stuff, okay, those guys, okay, how big WWE is, how this company doesn't have, I mean, granted, I was just watching some DVD of theirs or whatever. They said that they were given $750 a week, okay? That's without living expenses, that's without moving expenses, and that's without, I can't remember what the other thing was. But it's crazy to me that WWE doesn't have, like, some type of protein deal or some type of, fit gear deal or something like that when it comes to these rising, talents. You know what I mean?
Well, if you pay
I read that, like, Finn Balor.
Yeah.
And oh my God, was like Kevin Owens. They're from the people that they got in NXT, they supposed to they're getting good money.
Well,
because they're going to be brought up right away, you know?
And, well, if you're looking at $750 a week is your base, just 4 weeks in a month, so you're looking at $3,000.
Like, you see, the Ascensions, I'm hoping they're getting paid, like, in bologna sandwiches and shit. Because they don't deserve shit.
We agree there.
I don't know,
like,
man.
Like, no mayonnaise, no nothing. He's dry.
Well, you know what's crazy is the only surviving person that's from Deep South, the old WWE developmental, is Connor on the Ascension.
Yeah.
That's the only person on the roster that it is, yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, he's all of it.
The Ascension just sucks as a whole. I've never liked them. Former WWE Diva Barbie Blank, who also wrestled as Kelly Kelly, will be on a new E-reality series, Wives and Girlfriends of Sports Stars. What the hell?
Who is she married to?
Blank is engaged to NHL defenseman Shelton Saray. So,
okay. Holy crap. I didn't know that.
So, again, Kelly Kelly is still in the news. I don't know how the hell she keeps
herself. Kelly Kelly is awesome. She got her push.
She's got a lazy
attitude.
Say what now?
Dude can suck. You ain't not gonna go there. We're not gonna go there. But speaking of that, is it true I heard that Dolph Ziggler is hurt and he's gonna be out indefinitely?
It looks like they rolled him off and shit, but who knows?
That's what I heard.
Was I the only one that sounds hilarious and he's like hot summer?
Yeah.
But like, we won't run, man. I can't do that. Oh, man.
But that's what I heard, that he was out, that Dolph was out with an injury. He'd be out indefinitely.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I heard. I hope it's not true.
Well, maybe he'll have time to put more patches on his vest there.
I wonder when he stepped inside the ER or the hospital to phone plate and shit.
Yeah.
I need to show my hands.
Damn.
Okay, I never actually care about this hereafter. The guy's good, but yeah.
Man, if it's true, get well soon. We need you. We need you, Dolph. We need you. I don't know why people hate so much on Dolph. I don't understand it.
Well, I think they mistake the fact that, you know, he's a flopper for a spot dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you can flop well, and you can make it look like you taking some bumps, you know, that gets you over.
Yeah.
He's like Seth Rollins. That motherfucker's a self. Seth Rollins is another guy.
Yeah. That little love triangle with Dolph and Rusev and Lana, is that kind of hurting?
I don't know, Mr. Perfect.
Lana, listen, everybody thought that Lana was going to be the bigger picture when they get separated. Lana has become so, like, she don't mean shit now. And what's his name, and Rusev actually have done something after that. Because every time I hear Ziggler, and this whole, oh my god, the whole promo he cut, it's so fake, and oh man, it's horrible.
Well,
are you mad? I got the girlfriend.
Is Ziggler good on the mic? Do you think he's good on the mic, or he's just average?
I think he has enough talent to get by. I don't think he's good, but, like, to get by, I think he's okay.
You think EC3 is better?
Oh, on the mic? Hell yeah.
That's it. Oh, man.
Like, the, I always said about Ziggler, like, you take away the way he wrestles, he gives you good matches and everything, but, you know, Ziggler is not that special in the end. And that's the same reason why he's never going to reach what everybody thought he's going to reach.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. I think he's a good wrestler. I think he's decent.
No, I never say he wasn't. Remember? I said, besides the ring, I don't see why people go, oh my god, Ziggler. Give him a chance.
Give him a chance. Someone just sent me, oh my gosh, someone just sent me an email, twcis999@gmail.com. Sent me an email. What's that? What's that? What'd you say, Chay?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, they'll say something. Okay. Someone just sent me an email, twcis999@gmail.com. Some things that they're predicting. I'm not going to say this person's name because I'm not going to embarrass this person. But
you better bury him.
I'm going to bury him, but I'm not going to do it. A couple of things he says is going to happen. Roman Reigns earns a victory thanks to Sting. Why would Sting get involved?
Wait, what?
Roman Reigns earns a victory at Battleground thanks to Sting.
To Sting?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm sorry, we shouldn't even read anything after that.
No, I think he said Steen.
No, Sting.
Oh!
Sting! He's the same, that's Sting. You talking about him?
Sting.
Sting.
Yes.
Stinger!
The dude that
I don't know, whether this person is trolling He don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I'm sorry.
The dude that lost to Magnus. Kevin Owens wins the U.S. Championship. Okay, that's not so far-fetched. Seth Rollins retains the title against Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Shane is like, yeah.
All right.
But let me ask you a question, speaking on that. Is WWE wasting the Brock versus Rollins storyline? Are they like wasted in terms of the way they're doing it?
I don't think they're wasting it, but they, it's just not believable.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
It's like when CM Punk saw him at SummerSlam, and Brock Lesnar had to use older weapons and all that shenanigans to beat him. That should have my blood boiling, because we know Brock Lesnar would kill this guy.
You would have threw him like the car dealer.
Yeah, Matt Echelon just asked in the chat, is Vince secretly trying to break up Ronda and Rusev in real life? I think so.
Yeah, he's trying to sabotage you.
Wait, they see each other in real life?
Yeah.
No, no, yeah, they are. They're real life. Yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah, they're real life couple. Yeah. You've seen pictures on Facebook all the time where they go to like different sporting events and things of that nature, which is a good thing to see. But you know how Vince is, you know, Vince, he wants his reality to be brought into play, and he doesn't think Rusev is the type of guy who should have a female like Lana.
Did y'all see the list of things that they don't want people to say?
Yeah, I thought that was dumb.
Like strap or belt.
If they have banned the word backbreaker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I posted that one up. Like, the whole backbreaker. Like,
what's wrong with saying backbreaker?
No, man, it sounds too violent. A kid is going to be like, oh, my God, they broke his back.
Look, they broke his back.
And Matt Echelon says the couple owns a house. Yeah, that Lana and Rusev own a house in Nashville, Tennessee.
Am I the only one that found hilarious that Darren Young Sinister is breaking someone's back?
No, I didn't hear that. Is it true? Is it true?
No. Oh my God.
Is it actual fact?
Oh, it was amazing,
dude.
Wait, Will, are you... What the fuck? Now I'm confused.
What?
You know how he picks you up and throws in your back? I'm like, isn't that hilarious? I bet. That was the other one. The finishes.
This show has gone straight to hell tonight.
No, but you know, it's stupid because... You remember when Dean Ambrose stole the championship from Seth Rollins, mm-hmm. and Michael Cole was like, what's his name, man? Not Michael Cole. God, what's the other guy's name, man?
JBL.
Was like, he stole his championship. That's not his, fuck, I forgot how he said it, but then that, he stole his title.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you the funniest thing that happened. With JBL when Titus O'Neil owned his ass on commentary.
That was beautiful.
That was just hilarious too. Just hilarious. JBL got his ass owned by Titus O'Neil. That was just hilarious.
Titus can, like, you give Titus the mic, the guy's good.
If he wasn't so sloppy in the ring, but the thing about Titus, since he's gotten that belt, he hasn't been sloppy. He's been pretty decent in the ring since he became a tag team champion.
Yeah.
He's been pretty decent in the ring. I don't know. Do you guys think Titus O'Neil might be in line for a singles title at some point?
Hey, you can always give him a check.
If you could put a belt on Wade Barrett, a singles title on Wade. Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you could put a title belt on Ryback, why not title some new?
But
he has to be as a face though.
Because
when they give him his heel run, nobody gave a shit. But as a face, you know, with his and his dancing and shit, people actually get behind that, you know?
Yeah. They get behind it and they go crazy. And then all the videos.
And his man too. His second part. He gets from behind it.
And then all the vignettes that they do from time to time. That one time that they did, they impersonated DX.
Was that the only one that wanted to pull a trigger when the Miz had the microphone?
I don't know. I don't know about
that. Wait, say it again?
Was I the only one that wanted to, like, do a Von Erich when the Miz had the mic on Raw?
Oh, you mean
from
this
week? Yeah.
You mean from this week. Okay. Okay. Man, I'm sick of the Miz. I hope he gets squashed in that match. I hope he gets squashed in that match.
Yeah, when he got punched in the mouth, I'm like, oh, thank God, man. Oh.
First, he married my favorite diva. And then, on top of that, he sucks. So.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, real big, what's her name again?
Maurice. I don't see Miz with it. Do you guys think Miz is going to win another title anytime soon?
I don't know. Maybe the IC or USA, but no higher than that.
Man. I can't see it either. Is anyone keeping up with the MMA fight as of tonight's MMA fight? Anybody keeping up with it? Anybody checking on it?
I got my ways. I'll probably
wait. Did anything already happen?
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy won. It's for the welterweight, no? Was it?
It's featherweight. It's
the featherweight. The featherweight interchange and the middleweight. They were both on the line tonight.
Oh. It's bed dancing. Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
so man, that guy,
the UFC welterweight, yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Robbie Lawyer versus Wayne Deanna.
and from what I can see here, from what I gather, the featherweight championship match is still up for grabs. Lawyer won TKO to win the UFC welterweight championship. So, I'm telling you, that's a whole different beast right there from pro wrestling. What is more entertaining to you guys, UFC or WWE?
Well, I think UFC or MMA is built the same way pro wrestling was in the 70s. You got guys that, you know, when a fighter does a good, you know, fighter's getting knocked down and, you know, drag out, and all of a sudden, next round, he gets with a comeback. It's the same tactics that I think pro wrestling used to use back in the day. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to compare the two, because there's no comparison. But it's the same way wrestling, I think, is built sometimes. I think MMA takes from a little bit. But when it comes down to it, you know, through and throughout, I've always been a wrestling fan, so I'm sticking with wrestling. So.
I feel you.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Randy.
Wait, give me 1 second.
Go ahead, man.
Okay.
Now. Look. Hey, sir, are you still with me?
I'm still here.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you still think MMA is scripted?
Yeah, I think it's controlled, too.
Wow. So they go on with a pre-fight script, and then just go at it, and then you'll get your result at the end?
I'm just saying, you know, I think they do what's best for business more than anybody else.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I'm not one to say it's scripted, but man, it's, you got, I don't know if you ever heard of that one promotion in.
I don't think they practiced the fight, but I think, you know, it's you go in knowing who's supposed to win and who loses.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about go ahead.
I still say, you know, hey, MMA is more real than freaking Tough Enough. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah. Real quick, over. Let me go back to the chat room real quick. Matt Echelon says Titus O'Neil, The Miz, and Renee would rule on a mic. Be a breath of fresh air to the viewers. 90% of the TV viewers hate old decrepit living in the 90s burns. Dana White sets matches that will deliver the outcome he desires. And don't forget,
I was talking with the whole CM Punk crap. And they were like, oh, he's going to get killed. Oh, he's going to get murdered alive. Oh, this and that. And I'm telling them, CM Punk is going to be, he's going to be able to pick his fight. They're not sorry. Oh, yeah. They want to milk.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to milk money out of this guy. They know that, oh my God, they know they're going to bank it with CM Punk. Because the followers, from, they're not going to have him get killed. They're like, oh, what's the point of this shit?
Right,
so, like, exactly. It's going to be like maybe later on when people are tired, then okay. But don't expect for people that think that, oh, he's going to get killed, don't expect that. I'm sorry. Punch your bubble, that's not going to happen.
Well, I would tend to think that, you know, UFC, they want to be how the refs are in NFL. You know what I mean?
Man.
They want to throw as many penalties as they can, and meaning by penalties for UFC, I mean that, okay, they want to give CM Punk, like Randy said, a fighter that's, of course, 0-0. But they want to give CM Punk a guy that's a ragdoll at this point.
Right.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? And to think that it's just a one and done, it won't be that way, because they want to, I guarantee you this will be one of the biggest pay-per-view buys, not in UFC history, but in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
They're going to get so much money out of CM Punk. They're not stupid. Mm-mm. They're not stupid.
Not at all.
Because I'm going to be, oh, man, I should wait for him to get his ass kicked.
Now,
everybody knows I'm not a CM Punk fan, but I know what's going to happen.
My question is, do you think we'd be coming out in a cold personality? You know, Steve Song and...
Remember, W, you don't want that shit.
Yeah, so.
Nobody says no one trying to fight former Hall of Famer running back Herschel Walker. The man 53.
Unprecedented MMA career.
He's what, 3-0?
Yeah.
Something like that, 5-0, something like that. Dana White fears Herschel Walker. Oh my goodness.
Herschel Walker's the man.
Yeah, he, oh boy, the coach for the Falcons messed up and said Herschel Walker would be more than welcome on his team, so people thought Herschel Walker would come back and play.
Oh man, yeah, I'm gonna ask you.
Go ahead.
You seen the latest, NBA, the free agency?
What about it?
How San Antonio is like.
Look, dude. Let me tell you right now. First of all, how the hell do you end up? You sign Kawhi Leonard. You get LaMarcus Aldridge. You get David West. You get David West for some bonbons and a pack of cookies, and
And then you turn back around,
and this is why I think they're able to do what they do. A guy like Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan just signed a 2-year, $5 million deal. Tim Duncan is worth 3 times more than that.
No, but that's the thing. Tim Duncan is the type of person that he wants to help his team.
Right.
So he will take a pay cut to do this.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not like Kobe or the people like, nah, man, I want my max contract. Give me my money.
Right.
You know?
But at the same point,
I've been a San Antonio fan, like, for years. And, like, me watching this shit, I'm so fucking hyped for the NBA to start already.
If you guys get any guard play, that's like championship. If you get any guard play. And don't tell me Manu Ginobili, because a lot of times he's got the other team's jersey on 9 times out of 10. That joke is... That series that they lost to the Heat, the championship to the Heat? Yeah, he had LeBron.
Nah, but if you remember, if Kawhi Leonard would have made two shots and two more.
Mm.
If he would have made those two foul shots, the championship would have been there.
Mm.
And don't remind me of that, because it was a dark day in my house.
Dark day.
No, just decided my wife didn't want to look in the yard.
Wow.
Oh my God.
But that, man, if you get any guard play at all from that backcourt. Look, I ain't trying to diss on Golden State at all, because that's a great team. But
yeah. When
you're San Antonio, you could just hit people in waves of all-star quality the way that David West is an NBA all-star. Let's not forget that. LaMarcus Aldridge is an NBA All-Star.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not forget that. Kawhi Leonard is an NBA All-Star. Tim Duncan is an All-Star. When you hit people like that in ways off that bench.
And I'm the type of guy, let's say, if you beat my team, I'm hoping you go far. You know?
Because
if you beat my team, motherfucker, you better do something.
Yeah.
And then when L.A. lost, I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm sorry, after the season, if we would have won L.A., this would have been ours, too.
I don't know about all that, because San Antonio's never won a back-to-back, so... So I don't know about all that. Go back and look at the history. They've never won a back-to-back NBA championship.
No, they never won. Yeah, I know. They never won a back-to-back.
They never won a back-to-back, so I don't know about that.
But if they had EC3...
Yeah, oh. Everybody would have gotten the 1%. Yo, everybody's on a 1%. 1, 2, 3. Still undefeated.
It would have been trouble.
Exactly.
EC3, boy. Oh, man. But again, kudos to San Antonio. Again, if they can get some guard play up in the house.
I like how everybody's like, fuck you, Lakers. Yo, Kobe, nobody.
You know what, though?
Yo, nobody wants to play with Kobe, man.
Yeah, it's sad.
Nobody wants to play with
him. You saw how they did with DeAndre?
DeAndre's a bitch ass.
The Clippers totally had him, and he like...
DeAndre's a bitch ass.
Like, you know, Dallas totally had him, and he's like, yeah.
DeAndre's a bitch ass.
You know, it must be hard being named after a piece of beef.
Hey, I'm just saying, a bitch ass. I'm just saying.
Did y'all see the video of the dude talking about, did y'all see the video from Fran? Like, fuck you, DeAndre.
The thing that kills me about it, though, if you didn't want to go there in the first place, you shouldn't have started negotiations. You knew when you were going to that team, you weren't going to have a point guard. When you went to the team, you were not going to have a point guard. And your point guard made you with the Clippers. Made you. Chris Paul made you. You didn't do anything beforehand until you started playing with Chris Paul. You went to Dallas, and Dallas had him under the misguise. He's going to be another Shaq. No, he's not. No, he's not. He has no back-to-the-basket game, and he has no jump shot. At least Shaq has his back to the basket. Can do some work like that. DeAndre can't do that.
Good.
DeAndre can't do that. And again, there's no point guard there right now. Now, from what I understand, Dallas is in talks with a pretty good point guard. So let's see how that pans out. But for right now, there's no point guard in Dallas. So that's the thing that would have hurt DeAndre. The Clippers could have gave you more money. You take the money, you put up with Chris Paul, and you go from there.
Well, I always said when the Mavs won that championship, I said, get ready, Dallas, because the next 10 years are going to be terrible.
But, yo, is Sunset still there?
Yes.
Is it true they had a Deadpool trailer?
Yes.
Have you seen it? Is it online?
I just looked at it a few minutes ago. It's a leaked trailer.
What?
Oh, leaked? Oh, man, I gotta see this.
See, they need to have security tight. I'm talking people's phones in a bucket.
Yeah.
No, because, yeah, that's how you saw right now. People posted up how...
That is ridiculous.
And real quick, nobody reminded me, and I put this on a Total Sports Network page on Facebook. You guys are more than welcome to sign up and join Total Sports Network page on Facebook.
Why?
Serena, why? It keeps you up in the know of sports, man. We talk about all sports on that page. Football.
Because, Surfer, he just plugged it.
Tennis. And yes, I just plugged it. Damn it. Total Sports Network. Shameless plug. Serena Williams just got number 21 today. Is she the most dominant female athlete in sports?
She's
got the most dominant ass.
I would say her, Layla Ali, and
Layla Ali still box.
I think she's... I don't know. I think she retired.
I think she did, too.
Was she dominant? Because I really didn't see her boxing. Like,
Layla Ali, she was a... Dude, she's not... She's not her dad, of course, but, you know, she was a phenom, dude.
I know one thing about Serena, boy. She's been... Yeah.
Venus was supposed to be the better player.
But yeah, when Venus first came out, yeah.
Aren't they both from Compton?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She had the ass that you slapped the left cheek and you gotta run a month to the right cheek.
Ready, say that again, I don't think they heard you.
I said, Serena Williams got that ass where, let's say, you hitting it, right? And you smack the left cheek, pow! Then you gotta run like half a mile to smack the other one, the right side.
They gotta run a full length tennis court.
Really?
She won again today. And, she's just been dominant. But Venus was supposed to be the one who dominated, and she did for a minute, but then she like fell off.
Yeah,
for some reason, I don't know why she fell off.
She fell off. She's usually near the top. It's just that her sister keep beating her up.
Yeah, her sister.
Yeah,
exactly. The purpose is like it's not Venus. It's just Serena. Like she's dead. What the ass?
Yeah. And everybody always, you know, kind of laughed at me when I said I thought Serena was the better of the two.
Whatever happened to Dr. J's daughter?
I don't know.
I mean, I think she still does tennis.
I don't know. I haven't heard from her.
They made a big deal about her early on when she went far in one tournament, and you found out she was a bastard child of Dr. J.
And, now,
what you say?
No, like, I'm kind of piggyback off of that. Who do you think when it comes to, you know, great players' legacies, who do you think is even, like, not necessarily close to their father or mother, but, like, in that echelon of, when it comes to being a great athlete? Like, who do you think has
this
taken...
There where both the parent and the child were on the same level. Usually either the parent was great and the child lived up to it, for the child just to pass what the parent did. Like the Griffey's. Like,
yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. just surpassed his father.
Father gave Steph surpassed Dale.
Yeah.
Even though Dale was a bad boy too.
You know he's gonna be a bad boy when he gets to the NBA?
Who?
Manute Bowles.
I knew you finna say that, and you know what, Surf? I think I agree with you. I agree with you.
He's in like seventh grade now. He's just like he's just schooling people. he's like 6'11" and got like a straight up to the back and a forward game. So
They coaching him up.
Isn't he like how old is that guy?
Well, he's like in seventh or eighth grade. So yeah.
Jesus.
And he's like 6'11". Oh,
shit.
And he's like they can't stop him. So when he gets older, he's just gonna get better.
Exactly.
Going back to going back to wrestling, you saw that whole the vice president of Compton that she got fired.
What?
Oh, vice president of content from WB. Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. They're supposedly blaming it on. Like, she got fired because they blame that Raw and SmackDown. The ratings have declined, and then Tough Enough has been labeled like a failure by USA Network. So, like, they basically blame all that shit on her, and they're like, bitch, forget.
Look, let me comment on that real quick. Here's my thing about that. You know, you can be creative of content all you want to. Whole thing still got to get through Vince before it makes the air. Vince has to sign off and approve on it.
Exactly. He always gets the last say, but of course he's not going to blame himself. Yeah. And that's why a lot of people are like, oh, I can't wait for Sasha Banks to get called up. I can't wait for this and that. When, you know, while being in NXT, I think that's the best thing to do right now, because once Vince gets his old decrepit ass on them, yeah, he's seen now. Let's say he's not the same Vince we had when we were growing up, man. Like, this fucking guy, look what he's done with the Divas.
Man.
It's horrible, man. It's horrible.
Yeah.
You remember all those matches that was having in NXT? They get brought up and you're like, wait, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. All right, guys. It is, what time is it anyway? Oh, snap. 12:53 a.m. Didn't know it was so late. Let's go ahead. First off, I'm going to get the Surfer. Surfer, are you doing any Comic-Con coverage tomorrow?
What do you think?
I want to say yes. I want to say yes, sir.
You didn't call in?
I'm just asking.
Did you call in today?
I was in the chat today.
Did you call in?
I was in the chat today.
No, but did you call in?
I was in the chat today. Warcraft is another movie too? You know?
Yeah, it's the same number that you'll call. What are you reading? So if
from what time to what time?
Starting at 7:00 tomorrow. We're done when we're done.
Yep. There's no set time for the end, so service can be on 4 hours.
No, all right.
He has nothing.
You want to be honest with your server? Remember last time I called? It was for the I think it was the Avengers special you did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like... you know what? Never mind.
I love that round table. You
know how you... No. That round table. I loved it. I love what was going on.
That was a good round table. I like that round table.
It was Jordan Kyle.
Hold up now.
It was like everything. Every time I said something, it was like, what the hell? This guy has a problem with me?
Hold up, I ain't gonna let you hate on my boy like that. Hold up now. Me and Jordan get along.
I felt like he had a problem with me.
Ah.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, every time I said something, like, oh, what the? I'm like, wait, what the?
Maybe he was coming for you, man.
So I'm like,
maybe he don't like. Maybe he don't. I think he don't like Dominicans, but you know. That's
oh, really?
Oh,
oh, oh, really?
He don't got no problem. He don't have no problem with you, dude.
He doesn't like it when you bash his characters.
What?
He doesn't like it when you bash his characters.
Like his characters?
Yeah, his characters. Like, if you were listening to the show tonight, if you would have told him somebody was better than Baroness, he'll get on you.
Yeah.
You know, he'll get on you.
No, but he didn't say anything. All he did was,
you know. He would get on you. But if you get on one of his characters, you know, you just can't say you hate such and such. You have to put a reason behind it. And if, yeah. if you put a reason behind it, you know, he's a reasonable dude. So, you know.
As long as you say that you like Gotham, I think you're good.
I think you're going to be all right.
No. He doesn't like Gotham.
Yeah, that's the
point. That's the point.
I think that show's okay.
You do?
Yeah.
Say that tomorrow on the air.
See what you
I'd like
did.
To say that there's been a war rant in radio, and I'm not trying to be at war with anybody. You know, certain people, they're mad at me right now.
Certain people.
And it hurts.
I'm not mad at you, man.
No, I didn't say anybody on this call. It hurts when that you're mad at me. I just want to hug you.
How y'all gonna hate on me?
Is Mammy skit? Is Mammy?
Mammy?
Is it Mammy?
How y'all gonna hate on Surfer? Don't be hating on Surfer, man. Don't be hating on Surfer. It's cool. Don't be hating on Surfer, man. He puts out that good content.
You know what you're saying, Randy?
I don't think he does.
Yeah, that's from that the whole Hager Tubman thing.
No. That's not what a mammy is.
I thought that's why they call her in the thing, and that's why y'all was calling him since he looked like her.
No.
You have to explain it later. Real quick.
Because then I saw this guy like, oh, he looked just like him. And I'm like, he does.
But don't forget, check out Surfer. What are you reading tomorrow? 7 p.m. 7 p.m. until whenever he has nobody behind him tomorrow, so he can do his thing. So don't forget to check him out. We got a whole bunch of changes going on here at Rain AM Radio right now. Let's go ahead and get started with this lineup change. Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Mr. Rant with my man Double A and Tony C. Definitely check him out. But however, right after him, Freaks and Effing Geeks, right after him at 11, New Day, every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Thursday at 9 p.m., it's Rant and Wrestling. Definitely check those guys out over there. Schedule change one more time, live, New Day, every Friday at 9 p.m., it's Turnbuckle Throwbacks from my man Phil Ray and Mega Powers. Then check out Philly Phil, so they get on. See what they got on the docket for you on Friday. Every Saturday night is this show, the Wrestling Calling Show, at 11 p.m. Live every Sunday at this normal time of 5 p.m. The What Are You Reading comic book show. Gentlemen, any final thoughts or opinions before we break out for tonight?
I just want to say, you know, it's been a good show. You guys are awesome. And
thanks,
yeah.
Sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, and I did.
You're awesome, too.
Hey, Surfer, you see what Deadly J sent us?
Dr. J?
Yeah.
He was sending them to me. But, you know, he forgot that other people was still connected as far as, you know, typing on Skype. So.
Yeah, tig old biddies. That's all I got to say.
Iron hit me up in the chat before we get out of here. Did I hear that Paige is supposed to be teaming up with Sasha and Charlotte on Raw against the Bellas and Fox and supposed to culminate at SummerSlam? Look, man.
Yeah, that's what it looks like is going to happen because, all the divas are leaving her. Mm-hmm. So her friend from NXT come in favor. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like.
Who's Sasha and who else?
Sasha and Charlotte on Raw against the Bellas and Alicia Fox. Buster culminated SummerSlam.
Anybody see Alicia Fox on Dominion this week?
I saw on SmackDown.
Yeah, y'all didn't care to see her on Dominion, huh?
I saw on SmackDown.
Oh, what?
Dominion is a sci-fi show that came on after SmackDown.
I didn't see her on that.
Oh, Dominion? No, I haven't seen it.
But I did watch her on SmackDown.
I just saw Dominion.
I did see
her. Well, you don't talk about my baby.
Yeah, Alicia Fox, she lost me the way she groveled to Barrett, asking her, "Where did you dump me?"
No, the thing that gets me with Alicia, the forehead, man.
Yeah, fuck out of here. Alicia could get it, man.
I'm not saying she won't. I'm not saying she wouldn't. But I'm just saying the forehead.
First of all, you're wrong.
The forehead, dude.
You're wrong. That's not a forehead.
What is it, Surfer?
It's a six.
Oh, my God.
You put a hat on her. That's it. Boom.
Oh, man. She was at the head of her class. Oh.
Some people have a forehead. You know why they call it a forehead, right, Randy?
The what?
You know why they call it a forehead, right?
No, why?
Because if you take your hand, you should be able to, the four fingers should be able to cover your forehead. if those four fingers don't cover your forehead, then you got a bigger head than a forehead. You might have a five head or a six head.
Stupid. Yeah, nah.
You just put your hand on your head, didn't you? To measure yourself.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I did it.
You did.
I let you know
what
you
did.
Because I heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the whole like smell your hand and shit, and then you slap the shit out of them with it.
Yeah, I said that again. I didn't hear that.
Well, I'm saying it's like the whole like when somebody be like, let's say they messing around with you, they be like, you know, oh shit, man, you're here, thing, and when it goes flying, it's whoosh.
Damn.
Oh, Shane, I'm gonna ask you. You're the same Shane that posted that Amiibo wrestling thing, right?
Yeah.
So I started using that, and
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It's different, man. I like it better than Facebook, I'll tell you that.
What is it?
I'm just happy that so far I haven't got one of those, one of those goddamn, you know, those wrestling fans.
Yeah.
That makes you not say that you're a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
I haven't come across one of those yet.
What is it,
Shane? I'm happy.
Basically, Will, is it's okay, they have a different, it's like a huge social network. It's like, honestly, one big-ass thread.
Uh-huh.
You know, like on Facebook, you know, like a Raw thread or SmackDown thread. It's kind of like that, but it's, what it is, it's basically, okay, you see different types of articles, and this is from everyone. It's not just people who you follow, it's different things that you can see, you can choose to follow people. It's all about wrestling. It's everything's dedicated to wrestling. So that could mean not just WWE, that's Japan, that's the Indies, that's everything. There's blogs, there's articles, there's news, there's videos you can watch, music you can listen to, everything and anything like that. And it's Wrestling Amino on the App Store.
Okay.
So.
Okay. We'll definitely check that out.
And it's cool because they got a chat room. And let's say you're not into the wrestling, right there, they got some, let's say, people like Star Wars, shit like that. It's all there.
Yeah, they have different ones for, like, different, like, pop culture things. So they have, like, one that's, like, for Star Wars, you know, people. And then they have, like, one that's for, like, Pokemon fans or anything like that. So
I saw you yesterday, and I'm like, oh, it's cool.
So...
cool. Well, if there's nothing else, well, I think all you callers are calling in tonight. What the heck is this that I just see? Olivia Munn is going to be Psylocke in X-Men?
Man, you must be behind on that.
Man, I'm real behind on that. I didn't see that much of the night. Wow. Olivia Munn. I like Olivia Munn. Oh, man, I'm watching a little bit of this fight. Oh, man. There's a little bit of a brutal fight there. Oh, boy, got blooded up. But again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. Tune in next week with me. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, all you callers. Tune in with me again next week. Same time, same station. We'll do it one more time. I'll talk to you guys next week. Take care, everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And it goes like this.
Got it when he was 6, he didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped. He landed on his hip and he busted his lip. And for a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here. But shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing. He couldn't fight the feeling, was something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, he couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kick flip, he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit. Kukukukuka, his neighbors couldn't stand it. So, he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, wasn't stopped after dark. When they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And in a way, bro, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. You see, you kick, kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, then you push, you push, you push, you push, you push, then you coast, coast. My man got a little older, came a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, helping on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. He got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said, I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these aerials and burials. I don't think this woman is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear. I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot, he didn't know a lot. Some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating in here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick. And in a way they roll, just lovers in a twine with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick, you 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 push, you push, you push, you push, you push, you push, and you coast, coast. That's what you do. You know, before we knew, we had a crew that wasn't no punk. It's Spitfire, Shirts, and SP. They pushed till they couldn't escape no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more. And it wasn't like it wasn't getting chased no more. Taste of freedom was better than breathing. They said, and escape route, they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They hid to any place with stairs. Any good crimes, the world was scarce. Yeah. And they four wheels would take them there. Until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And in a way they roll, just rebels without a cause with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So then you kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, then you push, you push, you push, you push, you push, and you coast.